This is Mainstream Modular, a podcast presented by Gurdon.
Welcome to another episode of Mainstream Modular. I'm your host, Gabrielle, and today I'm thrilled to be joined by today's guest, who's Scott Murphy. And Scott is an expert in modular construction, serving as a modular consultant. And today we're going to be learning more about his current role, his background, as well as just how companies can be successfully extending their teams with third-party consultants. So here today to share his expertise with us is Scott. Scott, welcome.
Thank you, Gabrielle.
Of course. Well, let's start at the beginning. So can you elaborate on your role as a modular consultant? How do you serve as an extension of the team for developers and banks?
Well, we typically assist banks, developers, builders. We've worked with cities, school districts. And what we do is we'll give these parties representation at the factories. We typically assist with, it typically starts with the assistance of releasing units from the factory deemed acceptable by the standards of the owner, the developer, the builder, and the architect, and the modular factory. We do that, you know, we'll assist with monitoring the units as they're being built. We'll review the units with architectural drawings. We'll assist with a prototype unit and identifying any changes that the team wants, oversee those changes. And, you know, when they get it to the end of the line and built, we, you know, we'll review the unit, punch walk the unit, and sign it off to be shipped. Where we assist with banks is through that process, there's pay points, and we will sign the unit for payment, verify it's there, and then report on it.
Lovely. Well, can you share more about how you offer almost like your eyes and ears at the factory or job site for these teams that we're talking about?
What we'll do is we'll typically, as the unit's starting to be built, we will photo and we'll follow that unit throughout the factory. We'll do reporting. We'll do real-time reporting. We'll assist at OAC meetings, design meetings, and monitor these changes as they go through. The units being built.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but you are not a code inspector, and so you don't do official sign-offs. Can you explain this a little bit further and just tell us about the services you do provide?
Well, yeah, we're not a code inspector. We'll do the typical sign-offs we do are releasing the unit from the factory. We also, as I said earlier, we'll assist with the payment process, like an online offline as the unit's being built. When it comes online, there's a payment. That's a pay point. We'll verify that those units have been online, and then we'll sign any escrow documentation, bank documentation, factory documentation that's needed for payment.
Well, can you walk us through, Scott, your journey, particularly into this subsection of modular construction, and just how your experience you find has benefited your clients?
Well, you know, I've been in the industry about 10 years, and our first project, or one of our first projects, I was representing the bank, and I would meet the owner of the project to walk the units, and he was flying in from California, getting hotel rooms, was trying to do, you know, walk 30 some units in a day, and just offered to help do a punch walk for him. And he was super excited and thankful. And we asked the factory and put a process together. And here we are 10 years later, assisting the clients at the factory.
Well, 10 years, that's plenty of experience to have a lot of real life examples to reference. So let's get a little bit more into the details of maybe some projects that you've been a part of where you found the services played a really crucial role. So do you have any real life examples you could share with us?
Yeah, I mean, we'll review the units as they're being built. There's a code review inspector doing it as well. The internal QA/QC departments are doing them at the factory. But there's just another level. You come in as a third party, you come in with a fresh set of eyes, review the units. And, you know, you'll, you know, a vent penetration at a window, you know, it's been reviewed multiple times by multiple engineers, architects, et cetera. And, you know, just a fresh set of eyes asking the question, is this correct? Discover it's not correct. We will ideally, hopefully catch that as it's being built, eliminate that from going to site and being a rework cost and, you know, potentially cost to the site, delay in schedule. And we've, you know, each project, we learn little nuances of how these are being built and incorporate that into our inspection process at multiple factories. So doing that and then walking that unit for final acceptance, doing a traditional punch walk for, you know, fit and finish, et cetera, and, you know, eliminating any unforeseen site rework is really the goal.
Well, it seems like from what we've talked about thus far that your work requires a lot of coordination and agility. So how do you manage the demands of your schedule?
I set a schedule. And you know, the production of the factories have set a production schedule. You know, we work with that. When a factory sets a production schedule in place, it typically doesn't change. And we work within that, those timelines.
Well, catching issues early on in a lot of these projects within modular construction processes is so incredibly important. So what do you find are the advantages of this approach we're talking about, and why real-time feedback is just so crucial to a lot of these processes?
Well, you know, factories are producing typically around 2 units a day. And if there's something wrong and it's not getting caught, you know, that problem magnifies 2 units every day. So that real-time reporting oversight is super important.
Well, taking, let's talk about the Riverview project as an example. Could you share some of the key interactions or at least inflection points in the project when maybe you saw the need to get involved? When do you typically get involved? And at what point is your job kind of considered complete when you're looking at these projects as a whole?
Well, the earliest we can get involved is always the best, because we can assist with, we have relationships with banks. If there's a financing need, we can give recommendations. We can get a process set up for the bank for payments for as the project's being built. So that's really, really helps if, you know, if we can get in early and work with the team. And, you know, all the design, getting knowledge of, you know, where the project started and, you know, how it got to the factory and the design changes that are going to be made. So the earliest we can get involved is the best. You know, then the proto, when the project's ready to go online, the kickstart meetings or the proto meetings, those are really a milestone to be at, where we can kind of get an agreement that this is the unit they're going to receive. Everybody's in agreement and accepting of the quality. And that's a driver for the project as it's being built.
Fantastic. Well, you know, before we close up here, Scott, are there any last thoughts you'd like to leave with our audience? Maybe something you just want to leave them with, as well as, you know, how can people reach out if they have more questions about what we talked about today?
Well, you can reach out to northwestmonitoring.com and, you know, we'll answer any questions. The factories, we have great relationships with the factories in Boise, Idaho here. We do other factories as well. So reaching out to them and we'll get connected.
Well, that closes up the conversation for today. So thank you to everyone who joined in on today's podcast with our guest, Scott Murphy, modular consultant. Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Of course. And as always, if you want to learn more, please visit GurdonModularBuildings.com and look for this podcast wherever it is you get your podcasts at. I've been your host, Gabrielle. Thanks for tuning in.